And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
On today's show, LeBron James says he hates the play-in tournament, but he might be playing in it. Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo have a glorious battle, and LaMelo Ball is an incredible showman. Give him a Vegas residency. He'll make it work. He's that good. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Monday, May 3rd. Good Monday morning, everybody. Let's set the scene for the defending champion Lakers. They lost their two stars this season for extended stretches, but the rest of the group held their own. They did enough to stay in the five spot in the Western Conference standings, and you can win from the five spot. Check the Houston Rockets from 1995. They were the sixth seed. Anyway, since Anthony Davis and LeBron James have returned, there's a hole in the boat. 1-5 with Anthony Davis and now 0-2 with LeBron after losing to the Raptors at home on Sunday. The Lakers have dropped to 6th and are in danger of falling into the play-in tournament in the 7th through 10th seeds. After the loss, here's what LeBron James said about the play-in tournament. Pardon the language, but I have to give you his exact words. Quote, "Whoever came up with that shit needs to be fired." The play-in tournament is not going anywhere, even if LeBron doesn't like it. There is a quote going around from him last year when LeBron said he wanted a play-in tournament during the COVID-shortened season, but he was talking about the teams trying to get in a shortened year, like the Blazers and the Grizzlies. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison. That was different. He wanted those teams to get a shot. He can hate one and not like the other, but it sure seems like teams really hate it when they are in distance of making that play-in tournament, having to play in it. But LeBron just made it more popular. It also brings a lot more intrigue here to the final 2 weeks, even before the play-in tournament. Now I think people are going to be watching that. The NBA has long struggled to keep the regular season relevant. And this does that. It's not perfect, but it does make plenty of sense. So why are the Lakers losing since LeBron returned? Well, LeBron has no restrictions after that high ankle sprain, but he's clearly not healthy, and it's clear he's kind of just feeling his way back, as is Anthony Davis. LeBron played 27 minutes against the Raptors, 19 points, 5 turnovers, was content just setting his guys up with 6 assists, and he sat the final 6 minutes because it was a little bit sore. The ankle was bothering him a little bit, but the Raptors, they just smelled blood. Only 2 guys who were playing from their championship run, and those 2 guys got whatever they wanted. Pascal Siakam had 39, Kyle Lowry had 37. I mentioned the playoff run for the Raptors because this could have been their championship, knocking off the Lakers here. LA's next 5 games, the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Blazers, the Suns, and the Knicks. That ain't easy. 8 total games left, including 2 back-to-backs. But listen, I think you can look at this positively for the Lakers. It could help them get into playoff mode a little bit early. They need that because they're going to be playing a real good team no matter where they end up in the standings. At worst, they make the play-in tournament. LeBron is known for a feel-out game in his first game of a series just to get to know his opponent, then hitting them in game 2. Now, there's no series here if they make the play-in tournament. But if you finish 7th or 8th, you get 2 cracks at making the playoffs. Just have to win 1 game. Maybe it's good for the Lakers. They need more games over the next couple weeks, so they're ready to go as soon as the real playoffs arrive. Because again, 0 pushovers in the Western Conference playoffs. They have the Nuggets tonight, then Monday at home. That Nuggets game. So we're all intrigued by these last couple weeks, right? I mean, I'm intrigued just saying Nuggets, Lakers, and the Lakers could be the first team to make the play-in tournament and win the championship. That's history, baby. That was wild stuff. Now, let's get to another intriguing game. The Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks, Sunday afternoon. My goodness. Giannis versus Kevin Durant. It's the first of 2 games between these 2 teams. And the Bucks won this one by 3. Giannis had it going all game long. He was being guarded one-on-one by the Brooklyn Nets. No help, nothing, mostly DeAndre Jordan. Giannis ended with 49, and it came easy because DeAndre Jordan was just playing off him. Giannis just shooting 10-footer after 10-footer, and then when he wanted to, he would go around DeAndre Jordan with nobody around. It's just Giannis versus whoever. It's Blake Griffin a little bit later in the game, but both those guys did not have the foot speed to deal with him. Nets head coach Steve Nash said he's not saving any scheme for a potential playoff series between the Bucks and the Nets. And I don't know if Nash is lying, but he can't play Giannis one-on-one again. No chance. There's a reason teams build a wall on Giannis in the postseason, because he'll go for 49 versus single coverage any day, especially a couple 32-year-olds in Jordan and Blake. Maybe Nash is saving young net Nick Claxton for his reps in the playoffs. Claxton's cleared to play, but he didn't play in this one. They'll probably just double, soft double like most teams do in the playoffs. We'll see if Nash changes it up for Tuesday's rematch, because it was a special night for Giannis and a pretty special defensive play when he blocked Kevin Durant with 2 minutes left. We always say Durant's shot can't be blocked, especially by a guy guarding him. A help block is kind of possible, but Giannis blocked Durant while guarding him straight up. Durant drove, created a little space, but Giannis is so long he recovered to block Durant's jumper. Pretty stuff. You don't see that often or ever. Really, Durant never gets blocked. That was incredible defense. Durant had 42 in the loss because he is also phenomenal, and he had a chance to tie it at the buzzer but missed. Again, rematch Tuesday. Can't wait. The Bucks are now 3 back of the Sixers for the 1 seed and 2.5 back for the Nets of the Nets for 2 in the Eastern Conference. The 76ers at the top hung on to win versus San Antonio on Sunday. It was an undermanned Spurs team. Took Philly to overtime. And when Joel Embiid missed a game-winning attempt in overtime, Ben Simmons, who was only 1 of 5 shooting at the time, tipped it home to give the 76ers a win. Simmons took 2 big charges in overtime. Doc said those were the biggest plays of the game. He doesn't need to score, you see. Get a coach slash cheerleader that loves you as much as Doc Rivers loves Ben Simmons. That guy is always in his corner. Gotta love that. This game was the start of 5 games in 7 for Philly, so the Nets have a chance to make a move, because I think Philly will rest some of their stars during this stretch. The Spurs are hanging on to 10th and the final play-in tournament seed after a tough weekend, losing 2 OT games. Philly, and then before that, Jason Tatum's 60-point night for the Celtics on Friday. The Warriors jumped the Spurs in the standings this weekend. Last note, Rudy Gay passed Buck Williams to enter the top 100 scorers in league history, nearly 17,000 points. I just wanted to say Buck Williams and Rudy Gay, 2 great names in NBA history. I don't know how many points LaMelo Ball is going to score in his career, but the rookie is truly worth the price of admission or worth your time to tune in to the Hornets if you're watching from home. He's just so gifted with the ball. He crossed the Heat score on Dragic Sunday, then used his eyes to fake out guys as he drove to the rim, switched hands, and laid it in. Then he had like a 75, 80-foot baseball pass to lead a teammate just before the buzzer at half. He's not afraid to try anything as a rook. It was his second game back from injury. He had 14 points in the loss to Miami. LaMelo needs Gordon Hayward back from that foot sprain if they're going to make some noise. Hayward should be back before the Hornets play-in tournament run, because they are very likely to end up there. And that run's going to be must-watch. You see, LeBron, you're going to be watching this? You must be. The Heat are making their run, climbing to a tie for 5th in the Eastern Conference standings. The Boston Celtics have dropped to 7th in the East and into the play-in tournament with Miami's win and their loss to the Blazers on Sunday. It started off as a real barn burner, tied at 71 with the Blazers at half. Coming off that 60-point game, Tatum ended with 33, but the Blazers pulled away in the fourth quarter because they are streaking at the right time in chase of the Lakers. They hit half their threes. McCollum had 33, Dame had 26, and it ended in truly Boston Celtics fashion for this season, with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum running into each other on a sideline inbound play. They both left the floor. Hopefully, they're both all right. The Mavericks are currently just ahead of the Blazers, tied with the Lakers. And if they could just take care of the lowly Sacramento Kings, they'd be sailing. Dallas is 6-3 over its last 9 games, with all 3 losses to the Kings after Sunday's loss to Sacramento. Luka Doncic was hit with his 14th and 15th technical fouls of the season, getting ejected in the final minute. The NBA rule is if you get 16 in a season, you're suspended for one game. So the Mavs have 8 games left in a race here. That is something to watch for. The Mavs will definitely be trying to rein in Luka a little bit. Maybe it's a good idea to give him a big mouth guard to play in, kind of muffle the sound, or play in a mask at the very least. The Mavs are going to appeal the first one that he received on Sunday, though, so to try and rescind one of those would bring him back to 14. There's a chance they rescind it because it was just him throwing the ball off the stanchion. Rounding out the schedule on Sunday, the Knicks started their important 6-game road trip off well, beating the Rockets and keeping hold of the East 4 seed. And the Suns beat the Thunder, who were coming off a 57-point loss to the Pacers. This game was only a 3-point loss to the Suns. We'll get into that 57-point loss on Monday's edition of Weekend Winners and Losers on No Dunks, and I'll be back to give you the news as fast as I possibly can tomorrow. I'll talk to you then.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.